Because so many people will pray and then don't come back to church. They can't make it. You know what the trouble is? They pray and get their sins forgiven, but they don't take the cross. Your experience with God ends when you cast the cross aside. Amen. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Men don't want to bear the cross. Men don't want you to bear the cross. Peter didn't want Jesus to bear the cross. And he rebuked him. And there's all kinds of professed Christians today that will rebuke you because you bear the cross. Amen. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." Don't want to do that. That's why their cross is invisible. They don't want to deny themselves. "And take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Listen to that. The cross is an instrument of torture and death. And most folks, professed Christians included, don't want the cross. Not going to have it. Amen. "For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then shall he reward every man according to his works." Amen. Luke 9, for good measure. Amen. If a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. 9:22 or 9:23. Let's go back to 22. Amen. "The Son of Man must suffer many things." Woo, woo, woo. That's what the cross is. It's a thing of suffering. Huh? Suffering. "And be rejected of the elders." The cross is rejection by the world. And it was religious people that crucified Jesus. And religious people today, right in Pentecost, are not bearing the cross. They don't want it. They want to be accepted of the world. "Rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and slain." There it is again. "And be raised the third day." And it's not by accident that this is in this context. "And he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whosoever save his life shall lose it." Well, whosoever lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. "For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself?" The cross is to lose the world. "Or be cast away. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed." The cross is a thing of shame. That's why the world don't like it. That's why the professed Christian world don't like it. Amen. When he shall come in his own glory and his Father and the holy angels. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about the invisible cross. You could see it in Paul's body. You could see it in his life. But you can't see it in the average John Doe Christian's life. Little girl leading her beagle hound down the street. Kind of dog is that, little girl? Said, it's a German police dog. Said, it sure don't look like a German police dog. Looks like a beetle to me. Said, he's a Secret Service dog. And that's the way a lot of Christians are tonight. They're Secret Service Christians. They're in disguise. They're undercover. They've shed the cross. You can't tell they're Christians. Amen. I'm talking about the invisible cross, an instrument of torture and death. Amen. The cross means the loss of the world. Why does the average Christian on the media today look like the world? I mean, painted like the world, decked out like the world. I mean, devil stirrups, cowbell, and all. Amen. I mean, they've got the 2 or 3, 4 or 5 dog collars and a cat collar and a cowbell, devil stirrups, amen, painted up like Jezebel. Why are they doing that? To look attractive to the world. They're trying to make the cross attractive. But you can't make the bloody thing attractive. You can't make the rough old rugged cross attractive. Shorty was Stuart Hamlin's friend. Shorty was the man that rode the horses and trained the horses. Amen. Shorty was in the inner circle with Stuart Hamlin, John Wayne, and a bunch of the others. Amen. Shorty was struggling with conviction. Amen. Trying to pray through. And he passed by a church with a big, beautiful cross on it. And he said, my Lord didn't die on a big, beautiful cross. He died on an old, rugged cross. And Shorty got saved, praise God. Amen. When he was ready to accept that old, rugged cross. Amen. And we'll not do very good. For God nor man, until we take the cross. A lady crying to one of our sisters, and they said, you're a Christian, aren't you? I'd tell by looking at you, you'd believe in wearing long dresses and long hair and long sleeves. And she began to cry. She said, my life's messed up, and I need your prayers. But she said, the Christians are so judgmental. Now, you know what her trouble is. She don't want to bear the cross. She wants to be saved without the cross. Sure, the cross is judgmental. Sure, the cross is torture. Sure, the cross is death. Sure, the cross is shame. Amen. And you'll never get to heaven without it. Amen. Why is it we've lost so many? The ones we didn't lose altogether went back into the world. They went to some other church where there was no cross to bear. Oh, there's a cross for every one to bear. Amen. You got a cross you're going to have to bear. I don't know what form it'll come in, but welcome the cross. And be glad it's no worse than it is. Because there's a resurrection in the cross, Dale. Something's going on in the graveyard for people, amen, that bore that old rugged cross all the way, praise God. It went all the way with God, hallelujah. Are you ashamed of it? Amen. Little girl, amen, she puts on her pants, rolls her britches legs up, and puts on a dress over it when Mama sees her going to the bus. Just as soon as she gets to the bus, she pulls her dress off and puts it in her backpack and unrolls her pants because she don't want to bear the cross to school. She don't want to look like a Christian in front of her peers. Amen. Oh, God. Over and over it's been repeated. It is being repeated this very night all across this country. Amen. Hamilton is no exclusion, and the highway of holiness is no exception. Amen. Yes, sirree. Amen. Young people. Amen. With a highway of holiness tape. And they've took it. And they've dubbed in rock music on a highway of holiness tape. Amen. And Mama sees a tape on the table. She sees a tape in the radio. She sees a tape in the player. Dad sees a tape. Oh, I'm so proud of Johnny. He's playing highway of holiness tape over his earphones. Amen. But Johnny, amen, who's coming right up in the highway of holiness, has got his own brand dubbed in. Amen. And he's trying to make an impression on Mama and Daddy and get by with it. But you're going to need that cross after a while. You're going to need that old rugged cross, the bridge, the chasm of eternity, and get you across the river. Praise God. You're going to need that old, it's the key to the door of heaven, praise God. Jesus said that you got to lose this world. What is it profited if a man shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. The cross is a loss of the world. That's part of the cross. Amen. You can't bear the cross to Golgotha's hill and be down at the bowling alley at the same time. You can't bear the cross to Golgotha's hill and be down at the pool hall, the video parlor at the same time. Amen. Your roads divide at the cross. Amen. They've got a special street in Jerusalem, and it's marked off by the stops. I don't know whether it had all them stops or not. Amen. But we've walked that special street several times. Amen. And you're going to have to get on this special street. And there's just room for Jesus and you. Amen. When it comes right down to it, you may have friends at a distance, but you can't pay no attention to them. In the last analysis, you're not listening to your friends. You're listening to Jesus. Amen. In one of these scriptures I read to you, he says, "He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." Amen. In the same context with the cross. You may have a father and a mother and honor them in as much as you can. But when it comes right down to the last analysis, I mean the last ditch, it's Jesus and you at the cross. Amen. The cross is a heavy burden. It's too heavy for folks to bear. You'll have to have some help. Amen. Jesus will help you to bear it. Praise God. God sent Jesus some help. Simon, amen, bore the cross with Jesus. And you will have help if you'll take that cross. You will get help. Praise God. You say, "I can't carry it." Jesus did. He carried it as far as he could. Amen. And then they summoned Simon to carry the cross with him. Simon did.
You say, I can't carry it, it's too heavy. I can't live it. Jesus did. Simon did.
And because he did, his wife and his sons all became a long line of cross bearers. Listen, Dad, if you'll take that cross and bear it and quit blowing cigarette smoke in Jesus' face, amen, you got a chance that your boys will follow in the footsteps of Jesus too. Amen. You'll just only play the hypocrite so long and your boys will lose faith in you. You'll only play the hypocrite so long and your family will lose faith in you. Amen. Simon bore that cross, praise God, and both his boys got saved. His wife got saved. They became disciples in the church, and God calls their names in the New Testament. They stand in a place of honor because they too shouldered the cross. Amen. Praise God. The cross is an offense. Offense is another way of saying stumbling block. Amen. Some people stumble over it into hell. Others pick it up instead of stumbling over it and carry it to the gates of heaven and insert it like a key. Praise God, and open the pearly gates with a cross. And someday, if you'll bear the cross, you'll hear Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. I believe in the cross. I believe in grace. I believe in the blood. But they don't want the shame. They don't want the offense. Amen. You can't bear the cross and look like the world. When you're carrying a cross around, you just look different. I don't mean a little pretty gold one around your neck on a chain. I'm talking about that one you put on your back and die on. Amen. I'm talking about that ugly, nasty one. Amen. That causes suffering. Amen. And shame and disgrace to the world. Hey, it was a disgrace to the Jew. It's still a disgrace in Hamilton to carry the cross. Brother Kevin was talking about the entertainment world a while ago and the things you see on the media. Amen. You know who writes them? You know who devises them, concocts them? They write every word, including the cuss words. They write every word, including the smutty one. They write every scene, including those bedroom scenes. Amen. They dream all that up and write it down and say, we're going to do this. Now you're going to have to play this. Amen. And more, the actors and actresses are forced to make movies with their clothes off. And many of them have testified and had articles in magazines and papers how that it was very difficult for them to make movies naked. Why? They wrote it into the script. Amen. Because the world is demanding more and more. In the way of a crossless, shameless, amen, lifestyle, amen. God help, amen. And I mean that in a modern sense. They have no sense of shame. The writers, the ones that dreamed up the script that won the Oscar, and portrayed before the young and the old alike the illicit love scenes. Amen. That won the celebration of the world. That got to carry home the coveted crown. Amen. I want to tell you, they didn't get it by carrying the cross. Amen. And the cross is an offense. But praise God, the cross is also a thing of glory. You say glory in it? Glory in this thing of death?
Amen. Listen to this. Galatians 6:14. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. That's what we're crucified unto, the world.
The cross takes care of that. Amen. Oh yes. Why do ladies leave the holiness ranks and deck out like Dolly Parton, trying to look like somebody that they've seen on the media? Amen. Our girls try to look like, years ago, tried to look like Farrah Fawcett. Amen. Ah, glory to God. I'll tell you what, God's got something better for us. That old glorious cross. Amen. The Bible way. Old time religion. Praise God. I'll tell you why. Amen. When Sister Collins and I went to that Baptist revival and helped them out in that revival, and our young folks got up to sing, and those Baptists broke down and cried while we were singing. They had such a revival. Two Baptists, a General Baptist and a Free Will Baptist preacher, got together and preached night about, and they blocked the road in an old country schoolhouse out of Dale, Illinois. And so many got saved that they broke up the basketball team in McLeansboro High School. Because some of those boys, amen, took the cross. I don't know what he's doing now, but one of them was Teddy Satterfield. Last I knew, he was pastoring a church in Florida. Amen. Teddy Satterfield became an eloquent preacher of sorts. Amen. I don't know whether he's still bearing the cross or not, but he was one of those that helped break up the basketball team, McLeansboro High. Amen. In a Baptist revival, we went down and helped them out in the revival. And some of them came to Dale Pentecost, and some of them got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and a couple of them became Pentecostal preachers. Amen. And they would come back the next night after they prayed through. And those Baptists trying to coach them in the altar, they didn't know what to do with them. They didn't know they needed a closer walk with God. They didn't know they needed the Holy Ghost. And they said, "Why, you got saved last night." I heard this lady exhorting one of the young folks that prayed tonight, "But you got saved last night. Your sins are already under the blood. You're all right." Amen. But they kept coming back for more. Amen. They realized they needed more. Hallelujah. We shined a little light, or tried to, praise God, because there is a glory in the cross that just don't come with an ordinary brand of religion. And when they come in contact with it, some of them, amen, begin to weep, and that mascara runs down their face because they're looking at Calvary brand new. They see it in you and I. Amen. As we walk down the street, St. Francis of Assisi, amen, told one of the young preachers, said, "Let's go into the streets and preach." He took the young preacher down one street and another, through back alleys, until they had traversed most all the town and walked all the way back to where they started. The young preacher said, "Sir, when are we going to preach?" And he said, "We have already preached just by walking down the street." Well, I'll tell you something. A child of God that's carrying the cross is preaching when they get on the bus. A child of God carrying the cross is preaching, praise God, when they go to school. A child of God carrying the cross is preaching when they go to work. A child of God, amen, when they go to work, Brother Kevin, amen, are preaching when they don't cuss on the job, amen, and still teach Bible study, bless your heart, amen. And when we cuss and preach at the same time, amen, with almost the same breath, our word speaks aloud, our action speaks aloud, that folks can't hear a word we're saying. We preach when we walk the street carrying that old rugged cross. Amen. I want to tell you what you're looking at in the Christian world today. I want to tell you what you're looking at in the popular media religion, the electronic. worry about having to turn the pages, Kevin, and find it. Amen. Everybody has to. Praise God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved himself and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is died in vain. Amen. Righteousness didn't come by the law. Righteousness didn't come by the popular religion of the day. Righteousness came by the cross. Amen. I'm crucified with Christ. Why are we baptized in water? Because we're crucified with Christ. We died with him. And we rose again in newness of life. Tomorrow, we take the cross again. Next day, we take the cross again. Jesus said, take up his cross daily. Deny himself. What does the average John Doe Christian deny himself of? Nothing. I mean, anything in the book goes. Look at them. They'll admit it. Amen. One girl told me, said, our church is the one that stays up all night in the motel on church trips and tears up the motel, tears up Jack up and down the aisles in the motel. She belongs to a Pentecostal church in town. She's got a ring in her tongue, one in her nose, half a dozen in her ears. Amen. She can't get enough hog rings. It's amazing, you know, how that people will go after that stuff and they won't bear the cross. They'd rather look like a hippie or a gypsy than to look like a Christian. Why? Because it's heavy, man, when you carry the cross. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. Crucified daily, daily cross. Amen. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. We're marked by the cross. The cross marks us as different. Amen. Mr. Rockwell was at a funeral. I can't remember whose funeral it was. Mr. Rockwell run what was now is now Zimmer Implement Company. It was Rockwell Implement Company. I saw him the other day down at the tool sale down at the fairgrounds. Amen. I went in looking for some tools. When you get 65 years old, Gary, you look for tools that'll do all the work so you don't have to do nothing. Amen. And it's hard to find tools that'll do all the work. All you can do is dream. Amen. I ran into Mr. Rockwell down there. Mr. Rockwell's 82 years old now. He's retired. And he's getting more feeble along. But he stayed in it longer than, way, way longer than most folks does. I mean, up past 70, he was still selling, still running the place out there. Amen. And he knows me as the preacher. And he told the cash register to take good care of the preacher. Mr. Rockwell was at a funeral visitation for one of our people that I don't know whether it was Sister McGee or who it was, but it was somebody that he had been connected with in business with some of the family. Amen. And he asked me, he said, preacher, why do all your women comb their hair the same way? Well, the truth is, they don't. Amen. I mean, just look at them tonight. Amen. Look at them. They ain't no two the same way. Amen. they're a little bit different. Of course, the older ones, they kind of have a sameness, you know, about it. But the younger ones, you know, there's no two the same way. But what was Mr. Rockwell seeing in our women? Amen. You see in the cross. Bearing that cross. And you know what? The world don't like it. The world don't recognize it. Amen. The world would rather see a mother with her hair shaved off. Almost as slick as, and some of them do shave it off slick as a billiard ball. I'm telling you, you have arrived when you have waxed exceeding bold and sheared it all off. Amen. Do you know that's what the harlots did in Corinth? That's what the harlots did in Greece. That's what the harlots did in every heathen temple from Egypt to Rome. Amen. That's why the Bible said it's a shame for a woman to have short hair. Amen. Because for convenience, as an advertisement of her trade, she shaves her head. You know what they do with a nun when they take her in to be a nun? They shave her head. She has become more or less nothing more than a temple harlot of a segment of the great whore, the Roman Universal Church. Amen. Hey, amen. They carry crosses around. They carry real beautiful ones around. They have gold ones and marble ones. Amen. And they kneel to them and kiss them and do obedience to them. But that old rugged cross don't have much place in that old harlot church. Amen. You got to live your religion every day, not just in church. You got to live your religion when you get home, pull your habit off. That's the attire of the priest and nun. You still got to live your religion there too. You got to live your religion in your private life. Come on. Amen. If you're bearing the cross, you're marked. If you're bearing the cross, you're different. Amen. I'm preaching on the invisible cross because the cross has become invisible in most of the professed church today. Why? They're trying to look good to the world. I don't think we ought to try out on purpose to look like a wave on a slop bucket. I don't think we ought to try on purpose to look like a witch that needed a broom. Amen. And was getting ready to fly through the air with the greatest of ease. Amen. I think, bless your heart, that we ought to be clean, and that's part of the cross. I think, bless your heart, we ought to comb our hair once in a while, whether it needs it or not. That's part of the cross. Amen. I think, bless your heart, you ought to wash your face and take a bath. Amen. And use a little deodorant. Amen. Don't just buy it, use it. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. But I am 100% for carrying that cross. That old rugged cross. And there's a cross for everyone to bear. There's a burden for everyone to share. Amen. Oh, yes. Take it gladly because it'll be your key to heaven. Will your key to happiness at the gates of heaven? When the final call goes out, will you be in? Jesus gave himself. We might gain heaven's treasure. Will your key to happiness let you in? Amen. The cross is the only key. That's why the lady cried and said, my life's a mess. And said, there's so many hypocrites in the church. Where else would a hypocrite go? If you're going to be a hypocrite, you ought to go to church. Amen. To be with the folks you're acting like. I mean, you know, if you want to pass a hypocrite counterfeit $20 bill, mix it up with a bunch of good ones. If you want to pass a counterfeit $100 bill, mix it up with a bunch of good ones. So many hypocrites in the church. Amen. Hey, why don't you go and show us how it's done? Why don't you get in there and prove that you can do it? Why don't you take that old rugged cross that's a stumbling block to so many, amen, and prove to the world and men and angels and devils that I'm going to take the cross of the Lord's despised few. I started in with Jesus, and I'm going through. They're so judgmental. The cross does that to you. Amen. It kills out the flesh. It tortures the flesh until you have to take him and bury him. And Lester Moore said, I thought I had LD dead and buried. Said I went out and looked at his grave one day and had a leg sticking out. Said I had to bury him again. Amen. I take that cross daily. Amen. Make sure that old man stays down. Because there's nothing more horrible than a corpse that was dead. And it raises to life again. And they paint it up to make it look good. So it won't look as dead. Amen. I mean, it's still green, but they paint it to make it look good. It's still scary, but they paint it up. They put an extra coat on. And did you know that Pentecostal folks that backslide can't get enough of that wonderful stuff? Call paint. Amen. Used to sing a song, what's the old maids made out of? What's the old maids made out of? Powder and paint to make her look like what she ain't. That's what the old maids made out of. I'll tell you, there's a lot of them around Pentecostal churches today. Amen. That dead corpse rose again and they tried to decorate it. They put lipstick on it to make its lips look red. Amen. They put eyeshadow on it to make it look like it had some kind of natural shadow. I don't know. Amen. They even put extra eyelashes on to make it look like it was extra alive and growing extra stuff. Amen. C.M. Ward said he liked to be on the show with Tammy Baker because she fanned him with her eyelashes. Why? Because they can't get enough of that one. She said, I just want to be me. You know what it was? Amen. She killed me one time. She buried me one time. But me rose again. And now me has took over. And the cross is no more of effect. And the holiness folks and the church folks are judgmental. No. They're just bearing the cross. The same one they used to bear. The same one you used to bear. Oh, they all had old-time dads and mothers. They all had old-time dads and mothers for preachers. They all outgrew the old rugged cross and made them a shiny, attractive, brand new one. Aren't you glad for the old rugged cross? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. Raise your hands and praise God that it still is. And all it kills is the flesh. It promotes the spirit. The spiritual man comes alive when the cross is preeminent. Amen. The spiritual man lives in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the visible cross. The one that's evident to this whole world. The one that helps us to preach it while we walk down the street. Father, bless our broken remarks. I pray in Jesus' name, take this old ragged, rugged tree
amen, exalted in our lives. Help us to be what you'd have us to be, to go where you'd have us to go, to give up all you'd have us to give up, to die out to everything you'd have us to die out to bear that cross for Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand with us, amen, as we sing. Come on, let's come around the altar. Let's shoulder that load brand new. Amen, let's start brand new for God. Amen, determined to live for God at school, determined to live for God at work, to live for God at home, to live for God at town. Amen, at Walmart. Glory to God, to live for God wherever we go. Praise God.